The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. Did we have our caller stay on through the break there, Chris? Hello, Chris?
I'm sorry. What?
Our caller. Did we have our last caller stay on?
We have Bruce.
Bruce on the line. Okay, got it. So, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And today, if you're just joining us and haven't been listening earlier, it is Robin's birthday, my co-host and my beautiful wife. Hi, baby.
Hi, babe. Thank
happy
you very
birthday.
Much. I know. Thank you.
And you poo-pooed me singing happy birthday.
And I still will poo-poo you singing happy birthday.
You don't want me to sing happy birthday to you?
No.
Okay, thank you for holding.
You sure?
Yes.
How about the male version of the Marilyn Monroe happy birthday to the president?
No, nobody can do it like Marilyn.
Happy
I don't care.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay. Okay. You got callers on the line.
Happy birthday, Miss Robin. Happy birthday to you.
To you.
I love you, too.
Let's talk to Bruce. Good morning, Bruce. How you doing?
Good morning. Happy birthday, Robin.
Thank you so much.
I kind of like Marilyn Monroe singing that song better, but you did a pretty good job.
I don't know. Those two guys, they both got me this morning. I like it. They got me verklempt.
Verklempt, huh?
Verklempt.
Okay. So yeah. What's going on, Odell? I'm sorry. What's going on, Bruce? Leftover name from the last hour. What's going on, Bruce?
Political correctness going amok. I can't believe it.
We're not going there, buddy.
Well, okay. So.
We're not going there.
All right. I'll try to be cool, but I don't know what to say.
No, nobody does, man. Nobody does. So just, you know, do what we do. Put our head down. Keep our opinions to ourselves. Don't be stupid. And, you know, just think what you want to think, but think it to yourself.
Well, this isn't politically motivated. I'm going to say something. I'm being sarcastic. I think the powers to be to try to appropriate as much money as they can, billions of dollars, and we're bringing all the best physicists, scientists, engineers, and they'll build a time machine. And we can go back, and everything in history that makes some people feel uncomfortable will change it. And when they get done with it, I like to borrow the time machine to go back and change a few things that I might have did wrong in my life.
Did you ever see the movie The Butterfly Effect?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well.
Well, from what I understand, is that the premise that if butterflies flutter their wings in South America, it affects what happens all over the world?
Yeah, kind of like that. So
yeah. I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, what's his name? Kunis' husband.
What's his name? Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, that's the guy.
But this is not. But what Bruce just explained. Okay, you got me on. That was you.
Yeah, I know.
What he just explained. We haven't had to spend billions of dollars on it because people don't need a time machine. They're trying to change it all themselves anyway.
That's right. Well, they're trying to roll back history. Hey, buddy, Bruce, let's get off that and we get back to what we like to talk about, which is fishing and crabbing and hunting and all the stuff that distracts you from this mess. How's that?
right. Have a good day.
All right, man. Sorry.
Have a good one.
See you later. How about Tom? Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good day, Robin.
Thank you, Tom.
Well, I guess you're not going to want to hear my story then. The search with Justice Warrior story.
Probably not.
Okay.
Sorry, buddy.
Happy birthday. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Hey, let's just go fishing. Go catch some crabs. Go eat some crabs.
He hung up.
I know. Mike, good morning.
Alan, how are you?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm good. I got some answers to some of your questions.
Oh, good.
Yeah. On the spot, so on the phone.
Yes, sir.
Usually there's not a, my understanding is there's not a specific number. There's a range, according to Penn State's biologists.
Ooh.
It ranges from 272 to, 342.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know if you had a specific number. Or
I did, 300.
300, well, that's an average. Okay. Yeah, it is an average, and the spots range, you know, they can be anywhere from about a quarter of an inch to a half an inch.
Mm-hmm.
And then they lose their spots. Of course, you know, it depends when you check a fawn, because the spots, they'll, when they're younger, they'll have more spots. As they get older, they have less spots because they fill in, right?
Correct.
Right. Now, on your crabbing, you talked about, on the full moon, not all crabs fluff on the full moon, right?
Right.
Right. Well, a lot of that has to do with the size of the crab. Because the younger the crab, the smaller the crab, the more often they're shed.
Right.
Sometimes a crab can shed every 2 weeks if they're really small.
That's right.
When the crab comes out of an egg, you know, it's only, actually a crab doesn't come out of an egg. You know that, right?
Right.
A larva comes out of an egg. It's called a zoe.
That's right.
And then it morphs into a megalops.
Right.
You know all that stuff. Anyway, crab pots. There's a guy down here in Crisfield called Eddie Heath.
I know Eddie Heath.
He makes all kinds of crab pots.
But I'm talking about crab traps with open top.
Oh, open top. Never mind. Yeah. There was a guy out in Abington that used to make them. I don't know if he's still available or not.
He's gone.
Are you gone?
I think.
Yeah, I can't help you with that one then.
Yep, that's why I said, you know, they're a little hard to come by these days.
When I started listening to you, I was in bed, man.
I get it.
I've been listening to you for as long as you've been on the air.
Well,
Pierce's plantation. We had permission from Pierce Lake to hunt on his property years and years ago. And I would take my headphones and I would get in the tree stand, you know, before first light. And be listening to you.
No, that's
you know,
cool, man.
Way back when.
Yeah.
So, really appreciate your show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Take care.
You have a good day. Bye.
Yes, indeed. Good morning, Fran. How you doing? Hello, Fran. Hello, Fran.
Morning, Fran.
You guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can now. Sure.
All right. Well, I called in for one specific reason, and that is to wish Robin happy birthday.
Thank you, Fran, very much.
Missed hearing from you. And I want to say to the women that listen to the show, you should call a little more often and show support for Robin. And I'm going to say this. You know, for every birthday that you have, you can see a future for your dreams and your passions and things that you would like to accomplish. But, you know, one thing I'm going to say about Robin, I have observed her, and she came into your life, Alan, at a perfect timing.
No question.
I didn't see it at the time.
Ah.
I do see it now, and I'll tell you why. A lot of the things that meant a lot to you, that your heart was in, you know, no longer exists. And my heart was in a lot of those same things, too. And when your life is about to change drastically with certain things that you put your heart in, you need someone to be in your life that can show you new interests or a different angle to the interests of your hunting and what have you.
No question.
And that is exactly what she did. That's why I say her timing, or the timing fate had, I'll put it that way, was perfect. And she has been there for you, and I've watched her when she was in pain, when she was sick, when her arms hurt, her shoulder hurt, that virus thing she got. You know, she has pushed herself to still try to be there for you.
Yep.
And so that is something that you really needed in your life, because we miss all the things. I think about, you know, the camel day, the banquets,
yeah,
even your old truck. I love that truck because we all were counting how many miles you could put on it.
Wound up with 236,000 and then sold it to Bill Miles.
We were all rooting for that truck, you know.
Yeah.
And we missed hearing about the dog that used to greet you when you come home.
Yeah.
And hunting trips with your grandson. And all those things seem to, like, kind of vanished, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I say her timing, or the timing fate did, for her to come into your life. And what she has done to keep you from being depressed or feel, you know, like things didn't go the way we hoped, was perfect.
Yes, indeed. Our favorite song is The Keeper of the Stars.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep, indeed. Mm-hmm. And The Keeper of the Stars is the one that brought us together. So, and we know it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and acknowledge it. It's not like we, you know.
It was perfect timing for both of us.
It was.
Right.
Yep.
Well, so, like I said, you women out there in the listening audience, I know you have family, friends, what have you. I'm pretty sure that Robin would like to hear from some of the women.
Yeah, me too, baby. I want to hear from all the women
feel,
out there.
You know, to feel, you know, that you've got their support, too.
So, oh, I feel everybody's support. I feel good.
I'm not in your private life. I mean to acknowledge it on the show sometimes.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
I tell you, the first time I came on the show, I was terrified. I wouldn't say a word. Do you remember that?
I do remember.
Now you can't shut me up.
That's true, too.
I remember when you first started on the show.
I was terrified. I'd never been in a studio. I had never seen a microphone.
You've adapted pretty well.
Maybe too much.
You came a long way, baby. You know.
All right.
Fran, you didn't hear me, but I said while you were in the middle of it there, I said, yeah, I want to hear from all the women out there.
Uh-huh.
Hey, thank you, girl. I appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
All right.
Yeah, I'm gonna get Alan to send you a picture today, Fran.
Oh, okay.
Fran doesn't text.
She doesn't text?
Well, let me tell you, I just got a new computer.
Okay.
It's sitting over there still in the laptop things.
Yeah.
And it's sitting over there in the box. And somebody's going to come in and give me some lessons on what to do.
Well, you let me know when that's ready to go.
Emails and some things from me in the future.
Yeah, I would love to see that.
Oh, please, because I've got some pictures I really want to get so you can see them, okay?
Yep.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you, and have a very happy birthday.
All right.
Thank you, Fran. Love you. Take it easy.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Let's talk to Richard. Good morning, Richard.
Hey, good morning, Al. Happy birthday, Robin.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, just back from Tennessee.
The volunteer state.
Yes, sir.
How is it leaving the volunteer state and coming back to the alleged free state?
Well, I'd like to get back to the volunteer state as soon as possible, because down there, it's like, it's just business as usual. I mean, you go in anywhere. We went into an ice cream shop. Nobody's wearing masks. You know, I mean, it's just normal life down there, it seems.
I understand it.
But the turkey activity down there seems to have tailed off. And I don't, like I said, I don't turkey hunt or anything. I'm not that up on it. But
right.
People tell me that, like, the turkey, quote-unquote, rut, you know, is pretty much over now. So I'm not seeing the activity out in the open out back like we had been. But I did see something I've never seen before, and even friends I described it to had never seen it. A turkey and a deer almost, like, fighting. Have you ever seen that or heard of that?
No.
Yeah, it was a gobbler and two hens were out in the backfield. A doe came out, and then the gobbler starts running at the deer. The deer takes off running in a circle, and then he reverses things and starts chasing the turkey, and the turkey's now running away from the deer. And they did this back and forth a couple times, and then the turkey flew up and like put its feet toward the deer, you know.
That's,
and like,
that's, well, when they do that, have you ever seen a cockfight?
No, there's, I can't say.
Oh, well, there's spurs on the back of those, the turkey legs, okay? And they're like claws. They're like velociraptor claws. And that's how the turkeys fight with each other, is not with their actual feet, but with those spurs on the backs of their legs. And they're sharp. They can be an inch, inch and a quarter long with a kind of a hook to them. And it, if you just look up turkey spurs, you'll see what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But they can tear each other up with that. So that's what the gobbler was doing. I can't tell you why they would be doing that.
Yeah, I don't either.
But it's fascinating.
Yeah, it was really, it was too far away from when I could get out the phone and try to video it.
Sure.
You know, we could see it easy enough. But
was it a doe or was it a buck?
It was a doe.
So what I'm thinking the dynamic might have been is that the turkey gobbler was protecting a nest of poults nearby, and the doe was protecting a nearby fawn. And it could have been, you know, that dynamic right there, or it could have been, you know, anything else. But that would be the only thing coming to mind, that both of them were defending their young.
It was extremely interesting to watch. It lasted, I'd say, probably a literal 5 minutes anyway.
Yeah, that's cool, man. That's cool.
And then we went down to a place that grandkids came up for a visit from Alabama, so that was kind of our mini vacation down there, and we didn't take really any trips like we normally do because we're so busy with the moving process. But we went down, I think it was Gatlinburg,
right?
And Smoky Mountain Knife Works. I mean to tell, have you ever been in that store?
Oh yeah. Oh, remember how we went?
Oh yeah, we went to Smoky Mountain Knife Works. Yeah, it's a great store.
I think we spent an hour and a half in there and still didn't see everything.
No,
we spent an hour and a half in there and not get through the first section. It was unbelievable.
That's true.
I couldn't believe how many knives were in that place.
That's right. That's right.
Man, it was fun. We had a good time.
All right, Richard. I appreciate the call, buddy.
All right. Thanks a lot. I'll keep you guys posted.
All right. Thanks.
Take it easy.
Enjoy. All right, friends. I stopped by Clyde's Sports Shop the other day, and I just kind of looked around a little bit at all the tackle and the rods and the reels. You know, they got the beautiful St. Croix fishing rods in there. They've got the ugly sticks. They got the rod and reel combos. They've got the pen spinning reels. They got the Fluger spinning reels, kids combos, all types of lures and baits and so forth that you need for any type of fishing, whether it's trout fishing. They've got the, you know, the power bait, and they got all the trout baits for bass. They've got the plastics, you know, for perch. They've got the little mini jigs and that kind of stuff for, yeah. And then of course the live bait, the live and frozen bait, and then the minnows as well. They've got tackle for anything from freshwater trout to snakeheads to striped bass. And it's all at Clyde Sports Shop in one spot. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Now, services, okay, they'll wind line on your reel spools. All you got to do is show up, and they'll fill the reel up with new line. They've got rod and reel repair. What that means is if you knock the tip off your rod, they'll replace it. They'll put a new guide on for you. They'll tear your reels apart. They'll clean them, put any new parts in there that they need, and they'll lubricate them, and you can keep right on going with that particular reel if you want. They've got all the terminal tackle for any type of fishing, too. The circle hooks, the non-offset circle hooks for striped bass. And the good part is they're open 7 days a week. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That's Clyde Sports Shop. That phone number is 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108. You'll be glad to stop by Clyde Sports Shop. No question. Backyard Billies, you know, you put it off long enough, and now's the time to pull the trigger and dress up that backyard. Who can't remember a name like Backyard Billies?
I love it.
And the owner's name is Bill. That's great, you know?
Well,
that's why it's called Backyard
Billies. Yes, hon.
I know. Thank you. Now's the time to pull the trigger, dress up that backyard, and, you know, whatever you need, that you can find it at Backyard Billy's. You can have some fun times with your family. Backyard Billy's is our place for, mm-hmm. you know, making backyards fun. A giant selection, huge of colorful poly outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs and all the accessories, deck boxes and all. Especially the Adirondack chairs can be seen from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Ken Island. There's swing sets and tiki bars and pool houses and storage sheds. They all invite you to Backyard Billy's Backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles, and there's free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches, too. Inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the many barbecue grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. Call them up this morning and see if they're going to have the barbecue day-to-day, the grill demo day from 10 to 2 with taste testing and pro tips and giveaways and grill package deals. You can browse the great-looking garden decorations and the fire rings, too. And they're for any lifestyle theme, you know, whether it's the beach or whether whatever it might be, they've got it. Premier Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. And the Backyard Billy's is where Robin and I selected after a long, months-long search to find a correct fireplace insert for our fireplace. They came in, they helped with the installation, they had did some altering on the opening, and they installed our brand new fireplace insert from Backyard Billy's. So visit them online, backyardbillies.com, 410-827-4500, 827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44, Ken Island. Your backyard is gonna look great. No question about it. So, while you're on the shore, if you're coming down, maybe you're headed to the beach. Maybe you're headed to the beach. If you're headed to the beach, what I need you to do is stop by Bay Country Bakery. It's on your way. You don't have to alter your path except to just get off the highway, go through the drive-thru if you want. You can order some of the greatest bakery items in the world. And Robin and I will be stopping there today on our way to the beach. Won't we, baby?
Yeah, in fact, that's funny. I was just on Facebook looking at to see if they had the new donut of the week on there yet.
Do they?
No, but I'm hoping they still have the one from last week I missed that I want so bad.
What's that one? The strawberry
shortcake.
Shortcake.
Oh, my God, that looks so good.
It did look good, didn't it? So, but you're easily marketable, but I would eat a strawberry shortcake donut, that's for sure.
Oh, that looks so good.
So anyway, when we're on Route 50 or I'm on Route 50, head to the woods or the waters, my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or a sandwich and a fresh cup of hot coffee. They're in Cambridge, and they have, as we said, donuts and pastries and cookies and cakes and breads, even wedding cakes. If you want to contract with one of those, you can do it. Enough for everyone. They did our wedding cake. And the cupcakes to match.
Yes, they did, and
they were
awesome.
Good, no question.
There was not a bite left.
Nope, no, there wasn't. Everybody just kind of, it was like vultures. Anyway, I didn't mean to say our guests were vultures. I said it was like vultures, kind of. Well, no, our guests. Anyway, enough for everyone in the boat, enough for everyone in camp. You can grab a tasty breakfast sandwich, too. Bay Country Baker's only open Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's right, from 7 to 1. So if you want to find Bay Country Bakery, do what I do. Look for the big donut on the side of the bakery and the chocolate donut on the highway sign. And Dave and Gina Levy, your hosts, they're trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at, for those who use the GPS and want to write it down, 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think about Big Donut, that big sprinkle donut chocolate icing on the side of the building. Visit their website, like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there. We'll be right back after this.
Comfortable low humidity for us throughout the weekend here in Baltimore. We're behind a cold front. You can feel those north winds at lower humidity, unusually low here by June standards. And this cooler than average humidity goes all the way down to the south. 79 our high this afternoon, 58 our low tonight, and mid and upper 70s for Sunday and Monday, 50s and 60s for nighttime low temps. Rain showers do come in next week, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good.
The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hi, this is Sean Casey.
Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott.
We'd like to thank you for listening to The Morning Drive every weekday morning from 6 to 9.
You know, it's where we come together to hear the news.
And talk about it.
To share our stories and concerns.
And figure out how we're going to beat this invisible enemy.
We'd like to thank our sponsors who make it all possible.
And remind you to continue to support them during these tough times.
Above all, we'd like to thank you for your support.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rabbit season. Duck season. Rabbit season. Duck season. Rabbit season. Duck season. Rabbit season. Rabbit season. Duck season. Rabbit season. I say duck season, and I say fire. Let's try that again. Okay, I'll start it this time. Right. Rabbit season. Duck season. Rabbit season. Rabbit season. Duck season. Fire! Okay, this time you'll start it.
Whatever you say.
Now, see, that's funny. Because Daffy took three shots in the face and never died.
Yep.
Okay. But apparently, no longer will Elmer be allowed to carry his gun. Nor will Yosemite Sam have them darn
pistols
by his side either. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to disarm all the Warner Brothers characters. But they can still do TNT and other cartoon violence. You know, all the Acme stuff, dropping the safe on them and everything. That's all cool. No guns. Oh, my gosh. We got a lot of callers online. We'll get to everybody. Glenn, good morning. How are you doing, buddy?
Hey, Alan, Ron. Here it's your birthday, Ron.
Yeah, it's my birthday.
Yeah, it's good. Well, I that's a milestone. You ought to be proud of every one of them. And some people seem like when they get older, they act like they don't want anybody to know they're whatever age. I think you ought to be proud of it, you know, because life's short enough as it is without them worrying about your age.
That's true.
True.
Yes, sir, buddy. Well, thanks for that, Glenn. I appreciate it.
So how you been otherwise?
No, we've been good.
Everything's been going good.
Going good. Been busy this week. I finally made it down to Worcester County and Somerset County. I've been around a lot of places again this week. Oh my gosh. But you know what? We're delivering the Maryland Hunting Quarterly Magazine, and we're talking to a lot of folks about their crab businesses for the Crab Magazine, and we invite our listeners to send in their crab and crabbing pictures to Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. And, you know, eating crabs, kids catching crabs, you know, with your thumb up over looking at a bushel of crabs, whatever it might be, you know, trot lining, potting, holding up the crabs out of your pot on your deck, whatever. We like running pictures of people with crabs, and Marilyn loves crabs, so make sure you do that. And I know you like eating crabs, Glenn.
Yeah, I can take them under the mud. I don't know.
It's
kind of got to get in the mood for them sometimes.
Yeah, I hear you. So, all right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Right.
See you, man.
Bye.
All right. Talk next week, probably. Thanks.
Take it easy, Glenn. Thanks for the birthday
Glenn.
Wish.
Yep. Tony, good morning. Hello, Tony. I think Tony left. Good morning, Barbara.
No, I was checking things. Tony's still here.
Oh, Tony's still. Oh, I'm sorry. Tony, good morning.
There we go.
That's much better. Yeah, that's.
Hey, Robin.
Thank you, Tony.
I wanted to read this because you're talking about your wife. Proverbs 31, 10 to 12 says, "Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life." My wife and I are going on 35 years, and I'll tell that to her face because I have one also, and it's good to hear. And I got a real quick joke.
I love that. Thank you.
Miss Etta Jones was tired of her husband stealing, so they had to go to court, and he had stolen a can of tomatoes. And the judge looked at Mr. Jones. He said, "Mr. Jones, did you steal that can of tomatoes?" He said, "Yes, sir, I did." So the judge says, "Well, there's six tomatoes in the can, so I'm going to put you in jail for 6 days, one for each tomato." So Mrs. Jones raises her hand, and the judge says, "Yes, can I help you?" She asks if she could approach the bench, and he says, "Come on up." And he says, "What can I do for you?" She says, "He also stole a can of peas."
All right, I like it. I like it.
Have a good one.
All right, buddy.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful day.
You too.
All right, see you, Tony. Now, Barbara, good morning. How are you?
Good morning and happy birthday, Robin. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much.
Well, I don't usually call this show, but I've listened to you a few times. And the person who called, the woman, your friend, said women should call. I thought, this is a good time for me to make my call. I'm getting ready to go fishing for the first time in, I don't even want to tell you how many years. I remember fishing as a kid with my grandfather. But I've got my tackle box ready and a thing of ice, and I'm going to buy some bait. I'm going to be fishing out in up here in Middle River.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and I just wanted to know the best bait to get.
Still bloodworms and night crawlers?
Well, there's a number. Bloodworms, night crawlers,
okay.
Or peeler crabs are excellent. If you can get some peeler crab.
I want to catch, will I be able to get some trout there or some croakers or is it going to be catfish? Maybe?
Probably going to be catfish and perch.
Perch are the best, though.
Probably going to be catfish and perch. You might catch a striped bass, but it's got to be 19 inches to keep.
Oh, okay.
But I'm guessing catfish and perch for where you're fishing. You might even catch a snakehead.
They all like bloodworms and night crawlers.
Bloodworms, night crawlers, and the beautiful thing about a peeler crab is every piece of it is a bait. You can make 10 baits at least out of a peeler crab. I know people claim they can get, 24 baits. But if you're fishing with a small hook for perch, every little section of the leg, the back can be cut into pieces. The back shell can be cut into pieces. It's not really a shell. If it's a peeler, it's going to be soft. All the meat can be used. The back fin is great.
Where did you find a peeler crab? I've never heard of that.
At the local bait shop. Local bait shop will have it.
I always stuck to worms.
Yep.
Well, I'm just very excited about it.
I'm an
avid consumer of venison.
Oh, good.
And normally, I listen to this station all the time, and I normally call in about political stuff because I am a Trump supporter. 150%.
Okay.
So I call in usually with political views, but
right.
I'm getting very low on venison, and I'm having trouble finding it. I thought I would be able to just go to some of the butchers that do the deer and maybe had some left over, but that just doesn't seem to happen anymore. So
no, and it's
your listeners out there who know me because of my name.
Call WCBM and tell them that you got some venison for me. I will come get it.
All right.
I love the stuff. I know how to cook it, too, really well.
You know what? A friend of mine just gave me Sika deer, Italian sausage in the casing, Sika deer bologna, sweet Lebanon bologna made out of Sika deer. I can't wait to try it.
It's going to be delicious.
Indeed.
It's going to be delicious. Yeah. Well, anyway, Robin, you have a wonderful birthday. It's a beautiful day today, and I'm going to get out here early and see if I can catch something.
All right. Well, enjoy yourself.
If it's me, I stick to worms. And number two, give us a call back and tell us how you did next week.
I'll call you.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you for
Barbara.
The birthday wishes. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you too. Bye-bye.
Let's talk to Stanley.
Hey, how you guys doing? Happy birthday, Robin.
Thank you so much.
Well, I'm in Catonsville. I live about a quarter mile from the behind the fire department on the north side. I live in a wildlife sanctuary. You want to talk about? I got a phone number for Crab Trap Chris. I used to get the topless traps from him.
Okay.
I think I paid like $120 for 10 of them, $12 a piece. This is 15 years ago. I don't even know if he's still doing it. Well, let me tell you something about crabbing.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Leave that phone number with Chris, our producer, will you?
Yes, sir.
No problem at all. All right.
But I used to do the trout line about 15 years ago. I went to the traps.
Yeah.
And the best crabs I ever caught was in the pouring down rain, right in the Narrows, right off the Narrows.
Yep.
The Kent Narrows. But you got to catch like 4 or 5 bushel crabs before you get like a good bushel of number ones, whatever that is. Like if you get a fat crab, you can get a 5.5 or 6 inch crab that's fat. But everything has changed. And well, what a beautiful day. And it's Maryland Balmer. I'm old Balmer boy. We with the crab. Nobody cooks with seasoning. You go down south, they boil everything.
Oh, I hate that. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but I haven't been out for a while, but I got my stickers, I got my boat, and I just wanted to say hi. But if people want to know about crabbing, there's a book called Beautiful Swimmer. It was written by William W. Warner, and it tells you a lot about crabbing and stuff. Really, have you ever heard of the book, Alan?
I have, yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's what a beautiful day, and
all right. Well, Stanley, look, you go enjoy the outdoors today, will you?
I'm going to. But I got a crow. This raccoon crawls up in his crow's nest every day. And this kid's crows give the hawks and everything off. The hell with all.
Oh, I know. Crows are pretty aggressive, no question.
Telling you. I haven't seen no blue jays. I give them peanuts. I throw peanuts out on the back window, and the blue jays used to come around, but I haven't seen them since the spring. But,
wow.
All right, you guys, be good.
God. All right, man.
Have
Take
a great
care.
Day.
Thanks. Chris, any callers on the line?
Yeah, we have Camo Preacher.
Camo Preacher, all the way from West Golly, Virginia. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Happy birthday, Robin.
Thank you so much. Very appreciated.
To that previous caller, all the Blue Jays are here in West Virginia. I can't get rid of them. They're all over the place.
Throw peanuts at them rather than
them.
Little slingshot.
No, actually, we're loving it. We're loving it.
Good.
So I'm calling because I'm a pastor and I need to make a confession. I moved out here to West Virginia, and you guys have already seen pictures of deer in my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they're showing up on the church property right there.
Nice.
Where my office window is. It's not nice, brother, because I'm really thinking about taking my crossbow to the church office, and I need you to pray for me. I don't do anything unethical.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've never heard a more honest man than that there.
No, right there.
So, at least it's not the bathroom window.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true.
But see, if it was the bathroom window, you could get it for being Peeping Toms, and then maybe you could get away with it.
There you go.
Yeah, I was nervous, and
yeah, I was afraid for my life.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you never know. I mean, you heard about the guy with the turkeys and deer chasing each other. I'm
yeah, I know.
you know.
Wildlife gone wild, Dirk.
It is. We're in wild and wonderful West Virginia.
Yeah, man.
So. We just went into a little bit of West Virginia. We went up for our anniversary last year.
Yep.
And I love it. Love it.
Oh, it's pretty country.
I have to say, I think it was God's timing to bring me up here when he did. I don't know that I would not have been arrested by now if I was still in Maryland with all the lockdown and everything. I don't tolerate that kind of intrusion very well in my civil liberties and rights. I'm very respectful, you know, to make sure that I'm not participating in the cross-contamination and you know, maybe passing along a virus or something, but just the heavy-handedness with a really agitated me. So I'm still praying for all you guys down there, you know, that things finally, that the winds of spring and approaching summer blow everything out of there so you guys can be alive again.
Man, you and I both are hoping for that. Now, I think it's worn on Robin. More than she.
I'm at my back window and there's a deer looking right at me. He just came up. Sorry.
Well, there you go. All right. Is that the sound of you cocking your crossbow, Russ? All right, buddy.
You stole my property.
I know. Yeah.
So, I'm sorry I interrupted you, but
no, you're fine. You're fine.
Worn on me.
Huh?
It has worn on.
Well, I know it's worn on you. So, all right, buddy. Hey, look, we'll talk later, I'm sure.
Yes. God bless you guys.
Thank you, Russ. Same to you, buddy.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Chris, do we have any callers on the line?
Yes, we've got Peter.
All right. Would you ask Peter to please hang on for just a second?
Sure.
All right. Hey, folks, Albright's Gun Shop. They want guns. Guns wanted. That's right. Guns wanted. Maybe Elmer will take his over there. Any make, any model, any age, any condition, Albright's Gun Shop in Easton, Maryland wants guns. If you have a single gun or an entire collection to consider, call Albright's Gun Shop. And here's a number. Write it down. 410-820-8811. Now, I've been dealing with Larry Albright and the crew at Albright's Gun Shop for over 25 of their 37 years. I know these guys, and I wouldn't hesitate to call Albright's at 410-820-8811 if I had a gun to sell or to consign. You can trust them, period. Albright's Gun Shop is also a Cesar Guarini elite dealer. You can call or stop by Albright's to make an appointment to visit the Cesar Guarini factory and select your firearm. This offers for Siren and Fabarm firearms as well. Now, Albright's carries Beretta, Benelli, and other firearms for every budget, both new and pre-owned. And now Albright's has expanded their muzzle-loading department with muzzle-loading firearms and accessories, as well as an in-house expert, Chuck, to expand your deer season. Stop by 36 East Dover Street in Easton, across from the Tidewater Inn, to visit this landmark gun shop. Online, it's AlbrightsGunShop.com. Or call 410-820-8811. That's 820-8811 today for Albright's Gun Shop. All right. It's time. You've put it off long enough. Pull the trigger and dress up that backyard for the family. You know you want to eat crabs at your own picnic table. You know you want to go back out back, and when things open up a little bit, you want to have a party. No question. Backyard Billy's. That's our go-to place for making backyards fun. They've got the colorful poly outdoor furniture, the patio furniture. It's all sitting outside, tables, chairs, Adirondack chairs. You can see it from Route 50, exit 44 on Kent Island. Swing sets and tiki bars and pool houses and storage sheds invite you to Backyard Billy's Backyard. There's free setup, free delivery within 60 miles of their location, and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's giant showroom, check out the mini barbecue grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. And Saturdays are grill demo days. But you got to call, and I'm pretty sure they're going to have a grill demo day today. From 10 till 2 with taste testing and pro tips and giveaways and grill package deals. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and the fire rings for any kind of lifestyle theme, any kind of budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's after visiting how many other dealers? Three or four?
About five.
Sorry. Yeah.
Excuse me.
I know. You just yawned in the middle of it. That's
I
okay.
know. I am so sorry.
No, you're fine. Anyway, we selected Backyard Billy's to provide our gas fireplace insert, and they even came out and did some of the stonework. Well, did all the stonework and, you know, installed the unit. That's right. So visit BackyardBillys.com. Call 410-827-4500. 827-4500. That's Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week, Route 50 at exit 44. Your backyard is going to look so great. We'll be right back after this.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hi, I'm Sean Casey. And this is Bruce Elliott of The Morning Drive. We'd like to share some guidelines for dealing with this virus. First, wash your hands with soapy water for at least 20 seconds. If you can't wash them, then use hand sanitizer and don't touch your face. Keep a physical distance of at least 6 feet from anybody else. Use a cloth covering to cover your nose and mouth when out in public. And keep using our sponsors for their products and services. And stay tuned throughout the day to Talk Radio 680 WCBM, where Baltimore is listening.
Talk Radio 680.
Robin, how long does the celebration go on?
For me, it's always it's at least 2 weeks, one in front and one behind.
I know that.
Sometimes we could pull it into a month. My birthday's very, I'm feeling very loved today. This is cool.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Well, we've got Pete and Joe on the line. Peter, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Happy birthday, dear.
Thank you, Pete.
Yes, absolutely. Listen, I have a question about, I don't know, back in the day when I used to go fishing on the bay, a bycatch would be what people call oyster crackers.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I wonder...
Toadfish?
Toadfish, right. Little guys, very toothy.
Mm-hmm.
And most people consider them a trash fish, and I can remember seeing many times people would just throw them on the rocks or, you know, to die because, you know, it's a trash fish, you know. And it occurs to me, I mean, any time I caught some, I would just throw them back. I, my my reasoning is, if you're not going to eat it, you know,
right.
set it free, you know.
Exactly.
And, but, you know, in recent times, I've become more adventurous in my eating. And I'm thinking, I've never tried to fillet one of these things out.
You probably should.
Yeah, you know, if you look at a oyster cracker, they're very similar in appearance to monkfish.
Yep.
You never see a whole monkfish at the grocery store.
No,
there's a
ugly.
Reason for that.
Yes, exactly. They're very ugly little critters, you know.
But they taste amazing.
They are beautiful. They are beautiful. And, of course, they're bottom feeders, so they're feeding on crustaceans and,
yep.
You know, much like tautog, for instance. You know,
yep.
they'll eat crabs and stuff. And so it occurs to me the next time I go on the bay, if I catch, you know, a couple of these little critters, I'm going to, more than likely, you simply skin out the lobes.
Yep.
You know, have you ever heard anybody trying to eat these things?
Yeah, I'm just looking at an article about, if prepared right, the often overlooked toadfish makes for a delicious meal.
There you go.
So there you go.
Well, when you catch one absolutely. And try it, let us know how it was.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Saute them in a little bit, you know, a little butter, salt, and pepper, and off
yeah.
you go. You know?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, fantastic. Thank you guys
Peter.
So much.
Thanks,
all right, buddy.
You
thanks for checking
day.
In.
Take
see
care.
You, buddy.
Bye.
Yep. All right. Chris?
We have Joe on the line.
Joe, that's who I needed to find out. I grabbed the wrong text. Joe, good morning. How are you? Sorry to keep you waiting so long.
Good morning, Alan, and good morning, Robin, and happy birthday.
Thank you, Joe.
Robin, I can tell you, based on what I heard of his voice, you tell your husband to sing solo. Solo,
nobody can hear me. Yeah, I know. Yeah, somebody asked me to sing over by the door once. They said they'd help me out.
Exactly. Which way did you come in? The other thing is that I wanted to say a hot flash. I thought it was a hot shot because a hot flash. Now, I did know a woman who told me that it wasn't a hot flash, that it was a power surge. But she was going through that menopause.
Yeah, it just keeps us warm at night. That's all.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
And did you hear about the blonde who was standing outside the store crying? 'Cause there
no.
was-